Well, good evening, gentlemen. Now, here's a really quick review of this game, 2K23, a golf game, which I bought the other day for about £9. And, of course, I'm going to tell you what I think. Well, me and Peroni will do. But first, something else that is quite annoying to me. Chocolate ice cream. You know, all I want is chocolate ice cream. I don't want little bits in it, bits of chocolate, bits of anything. I just want chocolate-flavoured ice cream. Do you think you can get it? Man, I always check the box. It says nothing about bits in it at all until you get it and you have a mouthful. And you got little bits of hard chocolate in it. Bloody annoying, I tell you. Anyway, let's move on to the game. Now, I haven't played a golf game for many, many years, when EA had made them. But if you play with quite a few people and your friends sort of thing, you know, all have different type of controllers, all in the same room. This wasn't online. And we used to play skins a lot, where you used to just play for money, put money in, whoever won that hole. If it tied, it moved on to the next hole. It was quite fun. But this game is made by 2K. Now, of course, the graphics were better than I played before, but they weren't that great, actually. And the announcers were pretty good on EA, but the announcers on this one, not very good. Didn't actually build up any excitement at all. The crowd almost seems dead as well. The other sound effects, like hitting the ball and all that, seemed to be all right. There was a few birds singing, but there doesn't seem to be any life in the game. That round disc on the right is the meter to hit your ball with. And basically, you got to click the button real quick, quick, quick. That's about it. And of course, you get it wrong loads of times, as you're supposed to. But then you get to the green. Then it's got a lot of lines that are all moving all different directions. I mean, it's not only showing you the line that you're supposed to look at towards the flag or the hole. It's showing you the whole green moving all over the place. It's just way over confusing, I think. And a lot of the holes actually are all very, very similar. Of course, you see some crowds, but they're very sparse and not very detailed. And I know I'm a hard man to please, but I'm glad I've only paid £9 for the game. Because this game doesn't seem to have any, well, heart in it. You know, I can't imagine paying £59 for this game when it came out. I'll probably play it a little bit longer, maybe play it some more with some of my friends, but that'll be about it. Now, of course, if there was a kind of a game mode where you could actually take an AK-47 around, maybe shoot the spectators and the competition, then it might be a lot more fun. And I'm thinking maybe I'm just getting a little bit too old for video games. Anyway, you guys played at this game at all? Let me know what you think. Oh, and of course, you can buy a lot of different things in the game also, of course. Because this game is also a storefront. The old companies are milking the gamers to death. Literally. Take it easy, guys. 4!